Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Jenny, what? Careful what you do with that. Stop hitting me.
Well, I'm so happy I can hit you, 因为最近 Adam 回温哥华了。
Right.
Well, for a short time, 两个礼拜回来出差，跟我和 Lisa 呢当面的能录录音。我们两个现在在一个空间里面，对不对？
Right, right. But I didn't know there was going to be so much hitting. I might have just stayed home.
对，我今天就是因为你在啊，跟我在一起，我能打到你，所以我选了这个 topic.
It's a happy hit.
哎，不是，因为今天我们要讲的这个英语单词 hit, H-I-T 呢，真的是在英语里使用频率非常高的一个词，它既是名词也是动词。最近呢，我们也有一位用户 Jolene， 他说经常看到这个词，但是我就把握不好它是什么意思，应该怎么用。
Right, so there are all kinds of very interesting ways we use this teeny tiny little word in English. So Jolene, thank you for that suggestion.
好，那既然它的词性既是名词也是动词 ，Adam， 你觉得我们应该先从哪一种说起
？Well, since you've stopped hitting me, thank you, by the way, we should probably start with the verb hit because it is very easy to understand.
它是什么意思呢 ？Hit
just 打
打，对对对，打或者击击打就是这个意思啊。其实我们等一下会讲它的这个名词啊形容词的词性啊也都是和打有这个衍生的意思在啊。好，那作为动词呢它的这个使用它的搭配也很简单。如果说打一个人我们就可以直接说
Hit someone.
对，如果击打一个东西
Hit something.
所以它当中不需要一个介词是吧，不需要什么Hit on something or hit on someone?
That's a bit different. If you hit on someone, that's more like, hey, Jenny.
Oh.
I like your hair.
Okay.
You have nice shoes.
这是你跟女生搭讪的 voice 吗？
You know, I'm a bit rusty now after 2020.
不是你用那种语气成功率应该很低啦。所以 to hit on someone 呢，它的意思就是搭讪。
Right.Exactly. Now, there is one other use of hit as a verb, and this might be what Jolene was asking about. We always use it to mean go to a place quickly. Like, I'm going to hit the library, or I'm going to hit the gym.
Oh, 对，就是我们之前还讲 hit the road.
Right, right, right.
开车的那一集，对吧？好，我们后面有很多那些小的 phrases, 小短语啊，一会儿再集中教大家。那我们现在呢，再来给大家几句例句，让你彻底的能够掌握如何用 hit 这个动词。
Okay, so earlier we were talking about the preposition on. Usually when we're talking about physically hitting, we just need to say hit.
Okay, 比如打屁股就是小朋友、但现在基本上不能打小孩了。
Well, so that's interesting. So like, don't hit your bum.
Hit your bum, 打屁股。
But we actually have a more specific word for that, which is spank.
Spank, S-P-A-N-K.
Right, right. So there are lots of different kinds of hits in English, of course. One other hit that we talk about a lot is...Getting hit by a car.
Oh, 对，就是车祸 car accident, 是吧？ Very unfortunate, if you got hit by a car. 诶，那当我讲 I got hit by a car 的时候，是说我是一个行人，我被车撞到了，或者有时候你在开车，你的车被另外一个车撞了。
Generally speaking, you will be a pedestrian, a person who is walking.Because if you are in the car, there's so many different ways to say you got hit.
比如?
Like, I got rear-ended.
Oh, 追尾, rear-ended.
Right, 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 right. So yes, you can say it, but we just have some more common words that we use. In any case, I hope no one who is listening is going to need to use that phrase.
Yeah, yeah. 有一个 hit 我在日常生活里很常用，就我小孩他们踢足球啊或者什么，有时候回来说，哪里疼 because I got hit by a ball.
Oh, yeah, I remember playing baseball as a kid and getting hit by the ball.
对吧，就是被一个球踢到了啊。好，那最后那个动词就前面说的 to hit on someone.
Right.
比如说有一些男生 they're always hitting on different women. 这个 我比较少听到是说一个女性 hit on men.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. I always hear like just a guy hitting on different women. 而且我常常就是给我感觉 hit on someone 这样不太好。Is it a little, 就是说他们是比较 playboy 呢?
Well, let's be clear. Men hit on women, women hit on men. Let's put that out there. From a linguistic point of view, we also can use this in the passive voice, to be hit on by somebody.
Someone, yeah.
So, you know, men, attractive men will get hit on by different women. Attractive women will get hit on by different men. As to whether or not it's good or bad, that's kind of a different question.
We don't have time for that. Maybe we'll do a show on that.
Right. It feels good sometimes. I will suggest that.
好的。OK, 那 hit 作为动词看完以后呢，现在我们来看看它当名词的时候是什么意思，好吗？
OK, so basically when we say something is a hit, we mean it is a great success.
It's very popular,、mm-hmm. 是很受欢迎的啊。常用的就是比如一首歌最近特别火。
Right, so we can say the song was a hit, or we can call it a hit song.
哦、oh, ，所以这里就是 hit 变成形容词了，对吧 ？A hit song,、
mm-hmm. right.
或者有些电视剧、电影 a hit show, a hit movie.
Right, smash it movie.
Yeah. 哎，所以我前面讲啊。就即使当它变词性的时候，它也有那个击和打的意思、mm-hmm. 就是啊，你出了一张专辑或者一首歌，然后击中了这个 audience, 这个 market 市场、
right.
and、right. it becomes a success.
That's right, yeah. Because、yeah. you can think of a not so great movie or a not so great song.
Missing. yeah. 对，所以常常啊，哎，我觉得在海外看电视就看到那种特别You know, not 黄金档时间、
mm-hmm.
afternoon, very very late in the evening. 他们经常做广告，就是卖 CD。到2022年还在卖 CD， 这个 CD 就是什么 greatest hits from the 90s.
Yes, absolutely.、
Yeah.
I have so many of those commercials memorized. Must have been love.
对，比如90年代的金曲就可以说 90s hits.
Yeah. Or the greatest hits of the 90s.
哎，但我也不应该 make fun of it. 其实九十年代 globally 都有很多金曲，比如我俩都很喜欢的张学友，九十年代有很多金曲， mm-hmm. 对不对
？Yeah, the 90s were great for music.
For
pop music, exactly. So greatest hits, of course, does get used for CDs and albums. But if you think about a band putting on a show.The band will also play their greatest hits.
Yeah. 哎，那比如我们俩做节目，潘吉杰，你告诉你，我们能不能说，比如啊，这十集节目是我们有史以来做的最精彩、做的最好的 ？They are our greatest hits.
Yeah.
也可以吗
？Sure, of course. It's probably going to be Hot Pot One, Hot Pot Two.
还有刘根红 I think that's gonna go down as our greatest hits.
That was really fun. Yeah. 5, 6, 7, go!
所以当一个东西很受欢迎，我们也可以说 Oh, that show was a huge hit.
Yeah, massive hit, huge hit.
Or, 因为我们前面举的例子都是you know, songs, movie, and music. 但其实 hit 你可以形容任何的东西，比如你做了一道什么菜特别受欢迎。Oh, that dish was a hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So every year for Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, everyone in my family would bring a dish. And sometimes those dishes were okay, and sometimes they were great. People couldn't stop eating them. It'd be a huge hit.
Was a huge hit.那我们可以形容一个人吗？他很受欢迎，比如刘根红，他最近很红。Can we call him a hit?
We can say that, but it's not as common as saying the movie's a hit, the song's a hit, the channel's a hit.
但我觉得形容人是一个 hit 的时候呢，就你也可以用，但通常后面要加一个他在哪里很受欢迎，比如刘根红。You can say he's a huge hit on Douyin.
Right.
That sounds really natural. 就听起来很自然。
Right. Okay.
好，那我们最后呢，节目的最后给大家一些 Ready to use, 现成的英语小短语都是含有 hit.
Sure, great. Okay, so you already mentioned one. It is a great expression. It is one of Ray Charles's greatest hits.
Oh, hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
对，我们就先来教大家一些 hit 的什么什么东西的短语。So, 有 hit the road, 就是上路吧，出发吧。
Right.
然后你还可以 hit the town.
Oh, yeah, I hope we can hit the town this week.
Yeah, the town, 你讲的这个没有一个特定的地方，只是说我们就出去要 party, 是要
yeah.
有那种进城的感觉，是吧？
It's just, maybe you're gonna have dinner, maybe you're gonna...
You're gonna do something
you're gonna
fun.
Do something fun, yeah, let's hit the town.
对 hit the town. 好，那接下来的这一个不是一个 physical...location 或者一个地方、它是一种形容一种比喻、
Are you talking about the spot? Hitting
yes,
the spot?
Yes.
Yes, where is that spot? Who knows? The point is, it is this feeling of I am so satisfied.
对对你说这是到点上很满足比如你一直非常想吃一个什么东西然后你终于吃到了 it's hitting the spot.
Right, right.、Yeah. That really hit the spot.、Yeah. So when we hit the town, maybe we can get some Indian food. That'll really hit the spot.、
You hit the point.
Hit the point.
最喜欢吃印度菜哈。讲到重点了就 hit the point.
That's right. You really hit the point.、sometimes we'll say you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah,
It means
yeah.
the same thing.
我觉得这一句是工作场合也可以用的就是你称赞夸奖你的同事啊或者你的下属说、
right.
这个分析的很到点很到位 Oh, you really hit the point、
right.
好那接下来的这个呢都是我们很希望发生的事情
Yeah, what do you want to happen?
Hit the jackpot
Oh, yeah
Jackpot 就是彩票像你买那个什么 lottery 中奖中彩票了是吧
Yes, that is the original meaning, but we also use this to mean you got something very, very valuable that few people get.
Okay.
Like maybe you hit the career jackpot.
Oh, 所以不一定是你真的赢了一笔钱或者什么中奖中了一笔钱。就像 Adam 刚刚说的 if you hit the career jackpot,、
right.
career 是我们的事业。你如果找到一份非常好的工作在这个工作上有很多的成长有很多的收获、then you can say, oh, I really hit the career jackpot.
That's right, that's right. Or...Forget about the career. Think about your partner, your spouse. You can hit the jackpot with somebody who is kind, beautiful.
Oh, 就是找到了一个很好的伴侣。
Doesn't snore.
Not lazy.
Not lazy. Or just the right amount of lazy. You know, you don't want to be workaholic.
But, 那你可以怎么说呢? I hit the spouse jackpot?
Marriage jackpot.
Oh, marriage, yeah.
Or you can always say, I hit the jackpot when it comes to
Okay. 好,那看完了这一系列 hit the something phrase 之后呢,我们接下来还有很多 hit 的什么什么。
Oh yeah, it's all hit. All hits today, baby. One hit after the other.
Okay, so keep them coming. What's the next one?
The next one is hit it off. So if you hit the marriage jackpot and have a great partner...Perhaps when you met that person, you really hit it off.
对,这个 phrase 小短语就是形容两个人就很有缘、然后就初次见面就特别的谈话很投机
Right.
Right? We really hit it off. 然后这个不一定是指那种异性关系哦、那个朋友啊同事啊、
right.
都是可以讲 Oh, we really hit it off.
Absolutely, absolutely.、It basically means from the very beginningYou just got along really, really well.
Yeah, your relationship kind of hit the ground running.
Okay, you beat me to it. I'm a little bit jet lagged. It's definitely hitting me in the brain. But yes, hit the ground running. Another great phrase.
它的意思就是有点赢在起跑线上。你知道中文那个说法吧?
Right, so you don't waste any time. Let's say, for example, you were traveling from Toronto to Vancouver. You know, your old body might need a little bit of a rest.But no.
我们要跟大家讲一下，因为加拿大它是有不同的 time zones.
It's a big country.
虽然同在一个国家，但是 Adam 他所在的多伦多和温哥华是有三小时的时差。You guys guys are ahead of us 3 hours.
Yeah, so I have gone back in time.
对，所以呢，他现在已经想睡觉了，我们录音的时候。
But it's much better if you can arrive in a new time zone and hit the ground running. You don't wait to do anything. You don't wait to do your work.
对，就做好准备了。对，所以这个也是，对工作中也很常用。比如说 if youyou have a presentation, but you prepared really well, you researched really well, then you can say I hit the ground running.
Right.
好，那接下来的这两个 I know one of them, I've only heard my mother-in-law say it, but she says it all the time. 所以让我感觉这个是不是有点年代感的叫 hit the haystack.
Hit the haystack, yeah. We say that too, or at least I say that.Go to sleep.
你比较有年代感。
Yeah. Hit that, just hit me where it hurts.
没有，就我婆婆嘛，经常晚上啊，就是她的那种说晚安，说我要休息，我要去睡觉了。She always says, "Okay, I'm gonna hit the haystack." Mm-hmm, 对， mm-hmm. 意思就是我要去睡觉了。
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're very, very modest people, and we don't want people to know that we have very expensive beds. We're sleeping on hay.
Hay 就是稻草，对吧？干草。Haystack 就是一大堆。
Right.So, you know, if you lived on a farm, you could sleep on a haystack. They're pretty comfortable.
Oh, 所以这就是这个短语的来源啊 origin. 好，那我们今天呢，最后剩下的两个 hit 小短语 they're really fun. 而且意思有点难猜。
It's, yeah, pretty tough.
The first one is super simple. It's just hit it.
Hit it.
Hit it.
Mm-hmm.
这个 it 是什么东西呢？
Yeah, what are you hitting? I don't know, your ears, maybe?
So what does this mean?
It means...begin really, but we tend to use it with things like music, like hit the music means start the music.
我就想问你啊，你这个搞 band 是不是经常啊？就是比如那个歌手，他就会和乐队说 hit it,
right?
你们开始 play, and then I'll start to sing.
Exactly.
Hit it.
There's a very famous song called "You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party" by a band called the Beastie Boys, and that.Very famously begins with hit it!
就是它的歌词就有这个啊。好，那你除了可以 hit it 以外呢， you can also hit me.
Really?
Hit me.
Really? No, of course not. Hit me here does not mean use your fists and physically hit someone. It means you are at the casino playing blackjack.
不一定要到 casino, 你跟朋友也可以吧。
You are at the secret casino at Jenny's place.
没有，这个就是打 poker 的时候是吧？就
blackjack, yeah.
Blackjack 的时候就 hit me.、Mm-hmm. 意思就是那个 dealer 你给我再给我一张牌什么是吧
？Yep, give me another card.
我不知道 blackjack 怎么玩。
21, you got to get 21.
I feel very good that I don't know how to play that.
She's
safe, 我是。
She's safe. She's making it up. Jenny's secret casino.
没有了。
Open every night.
That's illegal, 好吧，我不会搞这个。好，那非常感谢我们的用户 Jolene, 给我们提供了这么好的一个节目创意啊，真的是很有用的词 hit。希望大家呢今天学到了很多它不同的意思，最主要你学到了应该怎么用它。
Yes, absolutely. And if you guys can help us make our greatest hits show, let us know what you think our greatest hits were.
Yeah, hit us with your comments.
That's right.
好，今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.
开言要开直播课啦！近期我们三位英语超级厉害的学霸老师将在开言英语抖音直播间轮番与你见面，他们会分享三个别具一格的话题，从美剧英语到脱口秀文化，带你解锁更多实用有趣的英语知识。具体直播安排请看今天的节目文案，你也可以在抖音搜索开言英语旗舰店，关注我们的官方抖音号，收看精彩直播。Stay tuned!